Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanice. How may I help you?
Hi. Charges from this company showed up on my credit card, and I don't remember what the items I purchased was. Could you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. May you please provide me with your zip code?
With my, it wasn't a gift card. I can give you the reference number.
I said your zip code.
Oh, my zip code. I'm sorry. We don't have a good connection. 62080.
62080?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may you also please provide me with your first and last name?
Shauna Storm.
Okay. And may you also verify your shipping address?
803 East 2800 Avenue, Ramsey, Illinois.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second.
Thanks.
Okay, ma'am. So while reviewing the account, I see here on December the 12th, you paid the amount of $5.74 to enter into a sweepstake contest to try to win a crew set, pots and pans.
Okay.
So it looks like you didn't cancel within the within the day that you paid the $5.74, so you were charged the $67.32 to enter into the main contest to get a chance to win the crew set.
Okay. Are there going to be any more reoccurring charges?
Yes, ma'am. Everything was located in the terms and conditions. Give me 1 second. I can pull it up for you and explain.
All right. I'm sure it was so tiny that I couldn't read it. So I'm going to need to cancel this immediately.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I can go ahead and process the cancellation on the account.
Thank you. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I was able to go ahead and process the cancellation on the account. Would you like for me to provide you with the cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. So the cancellation number is capitalized C as in cat. 263-324-583.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. C okay. As in cat, 263-324-583.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, and I am going to actually report these charges to my credit card. They probably won't do anything about it, but this was a scam. So, thank you for canceling it. I appreciate that, but this was definitely a scam. My email was blown up with these emails, and they all said Kohl's on them. This was an absolute scam. So,
Well, ma'am, it's not a scam. Everything was located in the terms and conditions.
When the type is so tiny that nobody can read it, yes, it is a scam. All of those kinds of things are scams. So thank you for your time.
Okay.
I appreciate
you
canceling.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.